Maharaj Abu Bakr. So we continue our journey with Sister Faustina. It should be 1933, I think, if I'm not mistaken. During the retreat. The holy hour. During this holy hour, I tried to meditate on the Lord's passion. But my soul was filled with joy. And suddenly I saw the child Jesus. But His Majesty penetrated me to such an extent that I said, Jesus, you are so little, and yet I know that you are my Creator and Lord. And Jesus answered me, I am, and I keep company with you as a child to teach you humility and simplicity. I gathered all my sufferings and difficulties into a bouquet for Jesus for the day of our perpetual betrothal. Nothing was difficult for me. When I remembered it, was for my betrothed as proof of my love for him. My silence for Jesus. I strove after great silence for Jesus. Amidst the greatest din, Jesus always found silence in my heart, although it sometimes costs me a lot. But what can be too great for Jesus, for him whom I love with all the strength of my heart? So in order to meet Jesus, we need to be silent. If too much sound in our mind, in our soul, cannot hear, Jesus cannot be there. We have no space for Jesus. Today, Jesus said to me, I decide that you know more profoundly the love that burns in my heart for souls, and you will understand this when you meditate upon my passion. Called upon my mercy on behalf of sinners, I desire the salvation. When you say this prayer of contrite heart and with faith on behalf of some sinner, I will give him the grace of conversion. So we have to help people in need. Not always people are conscious of what they need. But since if we are close to Jesus, this is our charity to help those who are in need. So this is the prayer of Jesus teaching him. O blood and water, which gusts fall from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you. I think this is the original phrase. That's the operation. Jesus, I trust in you. But originally, the first word is, O blood and water, which gusts fall from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you. So that's the two nights, the two nights. During the last days of the carnival, when I was making a holy hour, I saw how the Lord Jesus suffered as he was being scourged. Oh, such an inconceivable agony. How terribly Jesus suffered during the scourging. Oh, poor sinners, on the day of judgment, how will you face the Lord, whom you are now torturing so cruelly? His blood flowed to the ground, and in some places his flesh started to fall off. I saw few bare bones on his back. The meek Jesus moaned softly and sighed, and still Jesus praying for sinners. On one occasion, Jesus gave me to know how pleasing to him is a soul that faithfully keeps the rule. A soul will receive a greater reward for observing the rule than for penances and great mortifications. to observe the rule is more than mortification. Eh? For many of us, you know, we might do many fasting, but we just don't observe the rules. The latter will be rewarded also if they are undertaken over and above the rule, but they will not surpass the rule. Of course, important to fast and prayer, but also to keep a rule. I mean, for the sisters, you don't have the rules, you have the rules. Once during an adoration, the Lord demanded that I give myself up to Him as an offering by bearing a certain suffering in atonement, not only for the sins of the world in general, but specifically for transgressions committed in this house, in the holy house, in the convent. Immediately I said, "Very good, I'm ready." But Jesus gave me to see that what I was unfolded itself before my eyes. Firstly, my intentions will not be recognized. There will be all kinds of suspicion and distrust, as well as various kinds of humiliations and adversities. I will not mention everything here. You can imagine how much is to suffer in the convent. All these things stood before my soul's eyes like a dark storm from which lightning was ready to strike at any moment. Waiting only for my consent. God is good. If you say you're not ready, He won't give you the trial. Once you said, "I'm ready," it's not easier. You ready? Are you ready? Once we have to live for Jesus, not always that as if saint and his prosthena. Okay. Wow. The consequence is very heavy and serious. Eh? For a moment, my nature was frightened. My nature. Then suddenly the dinner bell rang. I left the chapel, trembling and undecided. Still frightening about what could happen, no? But a sacrifice was ever present before me, for I had neither decided to accept it, nor had I refused the Lord. I wanted to place myself completely in His will. So she didn't say, "But yes, but still, whatever you want me, I'm ready." Yeah, just follow. I had neither decided to accept it, nor had I refused the Lord. I wanted to place myself completely in His will. If the Lord Jesus Himself were to impose it on me, I was ready. But Jesus gave me to know that I myself was to give my free consent and accept it with full consciousness, or else it would be meaningless. That means if we don't want to say yes, Jesus can't just push us to have to say yes. You need to say yes yourself. Its whole power was contained in my free act before God. But at the same time, Jesus gave me to understand that the decision was completely within my power. So we have the power to say yes or no. No. I could do it or not do it. And so I didn't understand. I answered immediately, "Jesus, I accept everything that you wish to send me. I trust in your goodness." Finally, overcome a human weakness, fear, she said, "Yes." At that moment, I felt that by this act, I glorified God greatly. But I armed myself with patience. As soon as I left the chapel, I encountered with reality I don't want to describe the details, but there was as much of it as I was able to bear. I would not have been able to bear even one drop more. You see, immediately, the consequence comes. She didn't mention here, whatever happened, reserved the human to Jesus. But you can imagine, when we say yes, Jesus, take your word. Of course, with his grace, you can overcome. But humanly speaking, terrible. Jesus, no, she meditated on the scourging of Jesus, no? The blood on the floor, even some piece of flesh around. You can imagine. Have you seen the film, The Passion of Christ? You know, when the scourging, you know, the skin and flesh coming out. It's from a film, but reality was. One morning, I heard these words in my soul. Go to Mother General and tell her that these things displeases me in such and such a house. I mean, me in Jesus. I cannot mention what the things was, nor the house in question, but I did tell it to Mother General, although it cost me very much. Surely, Mother General might be not believing completely. Maybe she found her too meticulous, you know, many human things. But Jesus says, I'm not happy with these things happen in a convent. Once I took upon myself a terrible temptation, which one of our students in the house at Warsaw was going through. It was a temptation of suicide. For 7 days I suffered, and after the 7 days, Jesus granted her the grace which was being asked, and then my suffering also ceased. She's praying for that person. You know, the desire to commit suicide is sometimes out of my mind, you know, psychologically, sometimes. It was a great suffering. I often take upon myself the torments of our students. Jesus permits me to do this, and so do my confessors. So she is the victim soul. This is foreseen as victim soul, to take the place of another, to suffer for another person. My heart is a permanent dwelling place for Jesus. No one but Jesus has access to it. It's from Jesus that I derive strength to fight difficulties and oppositions. So keep Jesus in yourself, in your heart. Maybe we are not encountering so much problem as what Faustina is going through, but still we have all the little crosses on a daily basis. So you want to say yes to Jesus, to offer for family, for people you love. Keep Jesus. Keep him. It's from Jesus that I derive strength to fight difficulties and oppositions. I want to transform into Jesus in order to be able to give myself completely to souls. So she wants to save souls, but she wants, first of all, to be another Jesus. Without Jesus, I will not get near to souls, because I know what I am of myself. Absorbed God into myself in order to give him to souls. If no God, what can you give, right? March 27, I decide to struggle, toil, and empty myself for our work of saving more immortal souls. It does not matter if these efforts should shorten my life. It is no longer time, no longer mine, but belongs to the community. I want to be useful to the whole church by being faithful to my community. So her heart is not only centered on this community. She suffered for the whole church. She wants to be this victim soul. O Jesus, today my soul is as though darkened by suffering. Not a single ray of light. The storm is raging, and Jesus is asleep. O my Master, I will not wake you, but I will not interrupt you. I will not interrupt your sweet sleep. Let Jesus sleep. I believe that you fortify me without my knowing it. Although she didn't feel the presence of Jesus, she knows Jesus still look after her. But she's so kind not to wake Jesus up. Let him have a sweet sleep. Throughout the long hours, I adore you, O loving bread, amidst the great drought in my soul. O Jesus, pure love, I do not need consolations. I'm nourished by your will. Almighty One, your will is the goal of my existence. It seems to me that the whole world serves me and depends on me. You, O Lord, understand my soul with all its aspirations. Jesus, when I myself cannot sing you the hymn of love, I admire the singing of the seraphim, they who are so dearly loved by you. I decide to drown myself in you as they do. Nothing withstands such love, for no might has power over it. It's like lightning that illuminates the darkness, but does not remain in it. So the grace of God is coming in the flesh and go away. So you have to always alert. Oh, my Master, shape my soul according to your will and your eternal designs. The next paragraph. A certain person seems to have made it to try out my virtue in all sorts of ways. One day, she stopped me in the corridor and began by saying that she had no grounds for rebuking me, but she ordered me to stand there opposite the small chapel for half an hour and to wait for Mother Superior, who was to pass by there after recreation. And I was to accuse myself of various things which she had told me to say. Although I had no idea of what these things being on my soul, I was obedient. I waited for Mother Superior for a full half hour. Each sister who passed by looked at me with a smile. I don't think it's a good smile, not friendly smile. When I accused myself before Mother Superior, Mother Rayfield, she sent me to my confessor. When I made my confession, the priest saw immediately that this was something that did not come from my own soul, and that I had not the faintest idea of such things. He was very surprised that this person had dared to take upon herself to give such orders. So I don't know which one might be. When you meet the superior, you know, to ask her to do all these things. O Church of God, you are the best mother. You alone can rear a soul and cause it to grow. Oh, how great is my love and respect for the Church, the best of all mothers. So it can be soon. It takes, but the confession is related to the Church. So the confessor understands the whole situation, and you know, she understands the Mother Church is really loving, knows more better than a superior. On one occasion, the Lord said to me, "My daughter, your confidence and love restrains my justice, and I cannot inflict punishments because you hinder me from doing so." Okay. God is justice, but with your sharing of love, it's the mercy. So let Jesus stop his justice and show his mercy. Oh, how great is the power of a soul filled with confidence. When I think of a perpetual and who it is that wants to be joined with me for hours and become absorbed in the thought of him, who can this be? You are God, and I am your creature, you, the immortal king, and I, a beggar and misery self. But now, all is clear to me. Your grace and your love, O Lord, will fill the gulf between you, Jesus, and me. O Jesus, how deeply it hurts the soul when it is always trying to be sincere and they accuse it of hypocrisy and behave with mistrust toward it. O Jesus, you all suffered like this to make satisfaction to your Father. So all the sufferings we encounter, Jesus did suffer before you. You are not better than Jesus, right? You just share just a little part of it. We are one with the Lord. Trust, you are never away from Jesus. He let you share his pain, his suffering, so that we can offer for sinners, first of all for ourselves. Oh Jesus, how deeply it hurts the soul when it is always trying to be sincere and they accuse it of hypocrisy and behave with mistrust toward it. Oh Jesus, you also suffer like this to make satisfaction to your Father. I want to hide myself so that no creature may know my heart. Jesus, you alone know my heart and possess it, hold and entire. No one knows our secrets. We understand each other mutually with one look. From the moment we came to know each other, I have been happy. Your greatness is my fullest. Oh Jesus, when I am in the last place, lower than the postulants, even the youngest of them, then I feel that I am in my proper place. I did not know that the Lord had put so much happiness in these bright little corners. Now I understand that even in prison, there can be burst forth from a pure heart the fullest of love for you, O Lord. External things means nothing to pure love. It cuts through them all. Neither prison doors nor the gates of heaven are strong enough to stop it. It reaches God himself, and nothing can quench it. It knows no obstacles. It's free, like a queen, and has free access to all places. Death itself must bow its head before it. So this, our love to Jesus, is a unique thing that we are free. Many times you are not free because we're limited to the things, the people surrounding us. But no. My sister Wanda came to see me today. When she told me of her plans, I was horror stricken. How is such a thing possible? Such a beautiful little soul before the Lord, and yet great darkness had come over her, and she did not know how to help herself. She had a dark world of everything. The good God entrusts her to my care, and for 2 weeks I was able to work with her. But how many sacrifices this soul cost me is known only to God. For no other soul did I bring so many sacrifices and sufferings and prayers before the throne of God as I did for her soul. I felt that I had forced God to grant her grace. When I reflect on all this, I see that it was truly a miracle. Now I can see how much power intercessory prayer has before God. So don't limit yourself, your prayer, just for yourself. Pray for people that you need, that need your help. Especially those people from your family members. You know, at times you're so far away, you don't know what they happened. They need your prayer. They need your help. Maybe at times they may be far away from the Lord. You know, we need some souls, intercessory soul. It suffered, not an easy thing. You know, she suffered so much for that sister. She said, she has a beautiful soul, but just, you know, entering so much, I don't know, we shouldn't explain what happened to that sister. But she suffered for that soul. So whenever we have suffering, maybe someone needs your soul. Don't lament yourself, Jesus, why you put this thing on my shoulder? Or this cross, that cross? I think every cross has its purpose. Maybe you don't know. At least you trust to Jesus. Jesus, it's me. Thank you for giving this soul, this cross. I offer it to you, whatever you need. Be one with the Lord. This is your secret. Your secrecy. Tell nobody, only to Jesus. That's why our Heavenly Mother suffered so much when she was pregnant. She didn't tell even Joseph her situation. That's why Joseph was in doubt. Whatever happened to Mary, she got pregnant after visiting Elizabeth. If she told Joseph already something, Joseph might already have peace of heart. But no, he wasn't. Because Mary didn't say anything. She kept to herself her secret with the Lord, with God, you know. And she suffered. She just Mary, also victim soul. So we live like little Mary also. Now, Mary give us a good example. Also our little sister Faustina. Our life is always the joy doesn't come from no pain. Joy is come from closeness with Jesus. Our joy is one with the Lord. And this is our joy. This is our real freedom. Don't tell yourself, I'm obliged to do this. No, nothing obliged. Just give all the freedom. Yes. No, Jesus expects Faustina finally to say a yes first, then to give her the little crosses. So it's our turn. Tell Jesus your yes towards him.